Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Sunday, December 3rd, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. This is another transmission you can't afford to miss.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow's glistening. A beautiful sight, oh, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is a bluebird here to stay. Is a new bird, he's singing a song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. Well, in the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is passing brown.
Thanks for joining us on this live December 3rd Sunday night transmission. I'll be here for 2 hours and the great Chase Geiser will come in. On Sunday Night Live, 6 to 8 p.m. Central. Well, it happened all over Europe. The royalty, the globalists, the BlackRock executives, King Charles, are all trying to get on their big jumbo jets and private jets. And they got frozen so bad, many of them tumped over. They had so much ice on them. You can see some video of it right there, some footage. So that's what's going on. Even the president of the COP28 global government carbon tax deindustrialization plan said, you'll kill billions of people and put us back into the caves. That's a quote. And you've shown no proof that CO2 is bad. It's 0.04. Did you hear that? Percent of the atmosphere. It used to be a lot higher. Plants grow faster or healthier when it is higher. And they put off more oxygen than we're healthier. The Earth has lower oxygen than that even a couple hundred thousand years ago, strangely enough. And they want to tax it and control it and shut it down. But not for themselves. So big news on that front. And King Charles, you know, saying we've got to destroy these technologies. And that would kill, according to many light estimates, conservative estimates, 3 billion people. Some of the higher estimates, 7 billion. So it is called feudalism 2.0. We'll be looking at that. And we have something even bigger, quite frankly, because this could bring down the New World Order. I talked about it a lot on Friday. And I was at a grocery store today, took my six-year-old daughter grocery shopping. We gave mom the morning off. And then I went to a local park she likes for 2 hours. And I was approached by three groups of people. And I was sitting under a tree on the edge of the park watching her away from the people. And I had three different groups of people come over, families, and say, we love you, Alex Jones. In fact, two of the groups said, we used to be big liberals, but now we know it really is as bad as you say. And guess what? Two of the three groups and one of the people that talked to me at the grocery store, which she shows how viral this is, what do you think they brought up? They brought up the New Zealand head administrator over the government database on infectious diseases saying, conservatively, 17% of the people that took the COVID shots in the last 3.5 years there have died. Now, they've confirmed he's real. And they've now SWAT teamed and arrested him. His name's not been released yet, but he's in court this morning. So this morning is right now, New Zealand time. He'll be going to court here just imminently, and we're going to have more on that. They're now in the news calling for the arrest of the lawyer and investigative journalist, who was formerly a top TV host in New Zealand, and they're calling for her arrest. They're calling for all of their arrest, and she's now reporting from the road. That they have also arrested the other secret whistleblowers that they worked with in the government ministry. They didn't just believe the head administrator. They secretly worked with two other major whistleblowers, and the police have now SWAT-teamed them. And that broke about 11 a.m. Central Time, Texas time. InfoWars was the first major U.S. publication. Great job, Jamie White, to have that out. Now it's all over the foreign news. So, and I'm sorry, the Navy officer that was actually over a whole area of databases as well, he went public saying a 900-plus% increase in heart failure in the Navy since the shots began, the biggest in history by far. They've now shut him out of the computers and are looking to probably court-martial him as well. It's being announced. Yeah, the mass murderers are running scared. We'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's Sunday, December 3rd, 2023. I am your dauntless host, only kept in attack formation thanks to your prayer, your word of mouth, and your support. It is 337 days, 7 hours, 53 minutes, and 50 seconds for the most important election, not just in U.S., but world history. So strap yourselves in and get ready. We're going back to the very front lines of the InfoWar. Now, live, uncensored, unfiltered, dauntless in the face of tyrants and winning. All right, I have a lot of really good news around the world. Even more elections, more anti-globalists being elected all over the planet. The New World Order in total panic. Just absolute hysteria at the COP28 World Government Carbon Tax Summit that's being held as the president of the summit came out and told the press it's all a lie. They'll kill billions if they do this. It'll put us back in the caves. This is all a giant power grab. Elon Musk is now saying that. It's just everywhere. The president of the big yearly global government conference has come out and said it's all a fraud. Super important information on that front. They're also gearing up, obviously, for new lockdowns, openly promoting them. The UN says they don't want just China, but others around the world. A return to COVID protocols for all the mystery illnesses being caused by the injections. Pneumonia and swine flu, and the list goes on and on. They've got rabies scares going on. It's absolute, total, and complete fear-mongering. In fact, guys, cue up that Simpsons episode from 15 years ago where they need a new scare. They talk about the cat flu. Cue that up for folks. I want to play that in a few minutes. But let's get into the really serious news. I've been working on getting the whistleblower on this week, the big one from New Zealand, what we've been looking for, because governments have not released the national databases they have that show the numbers of deaths integrated into the computer system. Any tier one country, whether it's New Zealand or Germany or the UK or the US, the medical records have been digitized and are in one big system now. And that's tyrannical on its own, but it's an Achilles heel for the system, because if you can get those hard numbers, then you know what's really going on. The only country that released some of it, and that was a year into the shots, was the UK. And the Ministry of Defense that was actually over it actually said we should yellow card these shots. And the UK, that means pull them, for seeing a major safety signal. Safety signal means people are getting hurt, people are getting sick, people are dying. So for those that just tuned in, the story is very important. It's gone viral everywhere, and I don't just gauge it off the numbers I've seen. And we're just some of the folks that amplified it. We didn't break it. It broke Thursday in New Zealand. We covered it Friday, and I went to a grocery store in a park today with my 6-and-a-half-year-old, and I had a bunch of people talk to me in the grocery store, but one lady came up and said, man, that's really incredible with that. I'm a nurse. This is, you know, so important. We're seeing the death in the hospitals here in Austin. Shook her hand. Took the groceries home. My daughter wanted to go to the local park. I went and sat under a tree. Wasn't even trying to get people's attention. Park had some people, not a lot, but I was there hours. And multiple groups came up and brought up this. Some came over and wanted pictures and didn't bring it up. But at least two groups at that park and one at the grocery store. So imagine that's how big this story's gotten. And at first, people try to say, oh, it's not real. No, then the New Zealand News Friday said, no, the government's very upset, and this person was the head administrator, and he is being misleading with the data, but they didn't say how. But we have the insurance companies around the world showing the similar numbers. So these are hard numbers, but this is from the government. He just redacted the names of the dead, but showed to the lawyers and others. They spent months and months preparing this. So here's the headline, Infowars.com. Alert, New Zealand whistleblower who exposed COVID jab mass deaths was just rated. At least a 17% death rate. That's the lowest number. Some of them were as high as 25% dead within 1 year of taking the shot. And then they show databases going back decades. That's never happened. Anything near that's never happened. Some of them might have died of something else, but most of them died from the shots. How many of you listening had family took it and got really sick or died? We saw the explosion of deaths around the world, not during the first year of COVID, but after the rollout of the shots in all the databases. But we've got a database from the first year and the second, and it just shows right when the first shots, boom, deaths explode. Then they do boosters, boom, even more. So you've all seen that, and they're desperate to hide it. Then a Navy officer, who we now know who, I mean, he put his name out up front, Mr. Mace, he went public last week and said, this is not classified, but it is for internal use only. And it was letters to the medical staff of the Navy saying we've seen a 900+% increase in heart failure, period. They've never even seen a 100% increase. And we're going to play that clip again coming up in a little while as well. So, and it's not just the whistleblower in New Zealand. He has now, they've put a press release out, the Pentagon, had his access blocked, just like they did the whistleblower in New Zealand on Friday. And I would look for him probably to get arrested because they want to send a message to other whistleblowers, better not do it. Under law, all over the world, in the Western world, if the government's committing a crime, doesn't matter if something's classified, and none of this was, it was just restricted, you get a medal like Daniel Ellsberg from the Pentagon Papers when the Pentagon knew the war couldn't be won but kept it going for year after year. He was a hero, not a criminal. So we need whistleblowers to be protected. But here it is. Alert, New Zealand whistleblower exposed COVID jab. Mass deaths was just raided. He's now been arrested. This is, again, out of New Zealand Herald. Police arrest man in connection with, and has a weird name in the government database, T. Wuta Ora Mass Privacy Breach of COVID Vaccination Data. That's the name of their national database. It's named after one of the actual natives that lives in the country. And they won't say his name, but they say that he'll be in court Monday morning, which is right now. In New Zealand. Data from New Zealand Ministry of Health shows that the COVID vaccines have killed over, the conservative number is 17 million, and at least most numbers show about 20. But an investigative journalist and famous computer inventor invented the mouse, the optical mouse, billionaire Steve Hirsch. Data from New Zealand Ministry of Health shows that COVID vaccines have killed over 10 million worldwide. Do you know how prestigious Steve Hirsch is? An entire building auditorium complex at MIT is named after him. So the reason I raise that is they've got Navy commanders over whole divisions of the Navy healthcare system going public. They've got top MIT scientists going public. We've got people over government databases going public. They've got a big problem. This is the Achilles heel of the New World Order, overhead shot. Update, DOD blocks U.S. Navy medical officer's computer access after he exposed alarming surge in heart issues among pilots following COVID-19. Gateway Pundit, and it just goes on from there. Lieutenant Ted Macy, an active duty officer in the United States Medical Service Corps and whistleblower, has been barred from accessing his work and computer by the Department of Defense. And it goes into his role as a Navy health administrator and medical recruiter. And he's put out the information. And the article goes on. He was high level, could see it all. So, And these are internal memos with how it's sidelining their pilots for helicopters and fixed-wing aircraft. This is a Navy memo that it's crippling, just like it's doing the airlines, with all the heart attacks and problems there, and strokes and blood clots and myocarditis. And so internally the Navy's like, this is crippling us. Yeah, it's an attack on our military, folks, run by the people that run the Pentagon. So it just goes on from there. Here is the New Zealand Herald newspaper, actual screenshot of the actual newspaper about it all for you. This is all real. Steve Kirsch has put together off public data out of New Zealand, not just the secret stuff, the mortality rate in New Zealand, and it follows the same number in every Western country, ultra massive, not when COVID arrives, but when you take the shots. You can see those numbers right there, a 40% increase in overall deaths. We've got so much here, but, man, these are heroes, but the system is so criminal and knew what they were doing that they're going to try to suppress now all this data. We need congressional hearings now, and I believe we will see them. In fact, the word is you're going to see them, and I mean big ones. So hats off to Marjorie Taylor Greene for getting that first big hearing going, and, of course, Senator Johnson. We'll be right back. Stay with us. InfoWars.com tomorrow's.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, this is from The Simpsons 15 years ago. Everybody talks about how The Simpsons predicts everything. Well, that's because a lot of the writers that write there also write propaganda for the government that's come out. The CIA and others use. A lot of Hollywood scriptwriters actually develop their plans. And the UN said a decade ago, a few years ago, they're going to use Disease X to bring in world government, world IDs, cashless societies. And they're trying to do that right now. But here's the club.
I'd like to call to order this secret conclave of America's media empires. We're here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health scare.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards. This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
We do have something we've been holding on to, but it hasn't been tested. Get over here, NBC.
Well, we certainly believe in testing, but I... Wow.
So, we've got our deadly disease. Now, we just have to blame it on something that's in every household, something that people are a little bit afraid of already.
House cat flu is coming, people. The Center for Disease Disinformation predicts with some degree of probability that the house cat flu might spread in the following hypothetical outbreak pattern. So, petter beware, that warm body on your lap just might be ready to destroy your tender vittles.
Just in the last 2 weeks, they've created a whole bunch of scares around the country, claiming cats have rabies, and all the cases they didn't. Not that they would inject hundreds of children in public schools with rabies shots, all to cover it in the news. They're literally running the PSYOP in our face. So, if you just joined us, or if you were already joining us, let me just recap this. Thursday of last week, a very respected lawyer and group of journalists reported that they'd vetted all this, and these journalists are known to us, we've covered their work before, that they had the administrator of the entire database in New Zealand who was able to look at the database and place it over with the names of those that were dead and create a spreadsheet. And they went and did it themselves. They didn't just believe the whistleblower. They then talked to two different whistleblowers inside the government that had confirmed it as well. They went public, and he said, I'm ready to be arrested. They'll probably come after me. And he broke down crying, but he said they just killed too many people, and we can't let him do it again. It was an hour-long interview. He was there with a PowerPoint, all the documents, a bunch of journalists. He's been arrested today, which is yesterday now in New Zealand, on Saturday. And today is already Monday in New Zealand. He's in court right now. Meanwhile, a Navy officer at the highest levels over the database for all Navy pilots, both helicopters and fixed wing, got the internal memo that they have a 900%+ increase in heart failure and a whole bunch of other things like myocarditis, you name it, have exploded as well. He's now, like they did to the whistleblower in New Zealand when they confirmed it Friday, he was real. They said he's been blocked in the system. Then comes the arrest. Think about that. Good chance they're going to arrest this Navy officer. Because they have to send a message, hey, you let us kill people, you let us deindustrialize, you let us shut down society, you let us depopulate, or we're going to put you in jail. think about the boldness of these criminals. Here's the good news. And I'm not going to list all the countries that would take the next 10 minutes. But at parliamentary level, the national level, at the regional level, the provinces, you name it, in Canada and New Zealand, Australia and Europe and just everywhere, Latin America, the list goes on and on, Sweden, the Netherlands, Argentina, just New Zealand, they have elected governments that are anti-lockdown, anti-open border, anti-globalist. But still the bureaucracy is there, and in all these countries, though, the globalists still control the judiciary and their justice departments. The globalists have been smart. Soros and others in the CIA didn't just take over the U.S. judiciary, most of it, and almost all the district attorneys and county attorneys. They've taken them over everywhere. And so they believe they're above the law and can do anything they want, whenever they want, however they want. It's incredible. But this is how extreme corruption works. DOD whistleblower goes public, calls for investigation of new COVID vaccine injury data. That just broke 4 days ago, and now he has been basically relieved of command. They haven't said that, but he's been locked out of the database, locked out of his job. And I would imagine when he goes public more, that he's going to tell you that I saw this, I went to my superiors, and they did nothing. That's speculation. But that's where we are. So we know they're doing this. Edward Dowd came on this show 2+ years ago. Very well-known stock expert and worked for some of the biggest companies. And what he did was do analysis of companies and an analysis of countries. And he said, I got a bunch of whistleblowers getting ready to go public that are at the highest levels of insurance companies, and they're seeing a 40%+ increase in death from any previous year, including World War II or World War I. And the insurance companies have the best numbers out there, even better than the FBI. The FBI had some of the best until about 3 years ago, and now they don't even release their crime statistics where they don't look at the top cities' crimes. Those aren't counted. And then Alex Soros is running around saying, oh, look, crime's down in the blue cities. Yeah, because they don't report the crime now. I mean, it's just total manipulation. But insurance companies lose their ass if they don't know the truth. 40%+. The average is about 44%. That's what New Zealand shows as well with their government data. Increase in the amount of deaths from previous years pre-2021. And every time a booster rolls out, boom, it skyrockets. The good news is less than 3% of people have taken in the last 4 months the new booster. So folks are not going along with this, or I guess 3 months. But this is incredibly, incredibly serious situation. And our hearts and our prayers go out for those who have been maimed and killed and their families, but also to the whistleblower who is in court right now. We don't know his name yet. It'll be coming out in the next few hours. Probably before the night even ends, because we'll be live until 8 p.m., we'll have his name, but it's in the major papers. They've arrested him. I'm going to say it again very slowly. For not releasing the names of patients or people that died, releasing it with their names cut off and with the government graphs showing at least 17% of people that took the Pfizer or Moderna shot were dead, as in room temperature, as in buried, as in cremated, as is gone, as is murdered. You think I like to get up here and say all this? You think I like taking on these killers? They'd come after me hardcore. But I'm a man, folks, and I'm not a wimp. And I believe in you, and I believe you got to stand up for these people. So you got to face the truth. This is really going on. I'm going to show you Henry Kissinger documents coming up where he planned the whole damn thing. Now he's burning in hell. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Band.video. Have you shared those coordinates, the coordinates of freedom?
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system
with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we got breaking news. Last segment I said I would imagine, because he's going into court any minute now in New Zealand because they're a day ahead of us, that we would find out the name of the whistleblower. Steve Kirsch, investigative journalist, has talked to him last week. He has been arrested, and we can now say his name. It's been released. Liz Gunn, the lawyer and former top TV presenter over there on national television, she is on the run. They're trying to arrest her. They've arrested other whistleblowers. And his name is Barry Young. We'll put on screen Barry Young's face, the whistleblower, who 6 months ago went to the journalists, went to the lawyers, let them see the data. They crunched it. They released it last Thursday. And Barry Young is a hero. Now, what they're going to do, watch this. I know how their operations work. They're going to put him in solitary confinement. They're not going to feed him. They may even shoot him up with sodium pentothal. I'm serious, folks. These are mass murderers. They'll do anything. They have special units in the police in every major jurisdiction that are criminal, not the regular police. And even Jeffrey Epstein as a message, you know, break his neck, and it didn't matter if the coroner says it's broken in three spots, like Epstein will say he hung himself. I'm serious, I'll say that. We should be praying for this man, because they want to send a message to all other whistleblowers. Then they'll go into the hundreds of thousands dead just in their area, and they'll find a few people that have Stockholm Syndrome and say, well, now how are they going to know it's their family that died? He didn't put the names out. But they're already doing it, so I know they're going to do it. They're in the New Zealand Herald going, well, some of the families are mad. How dare them say that their father or mother or son or daughter died or neighbor from the shot? And so they'll use a few cherry-picked examples of somebody that was already terminally ill, they shot up, who died. We're not saying some of the people didn't die from something else. We're saying there's an explosion on the graph in every country that did it, and we know that. And the FDA said in October 2000, we predict massive heart attacks, myocarditis, blood clots, strokes, cancer, which it happened. Pull up the FDA document, please. It's on the FDA's website. Crew will pull it up. So that's how they're going to do it, is by focusing on, well, my dad, you know, had a triple bypass and, you know, he died 1 week after the shot. We think he died of a heart attack. Probably did from surgery. But it doesn't get rid of the giant graph with the thousands and thousands and thousands dying every few days when they gave the shots out. That's how they're going to try to manipulate this. I've seen this over and over again. But they said the shot protected you. It didn't. They blocked the therapeutics. They lied. They lied about where the vaccine or where the virus came from. We know the truth, and it's going to be whistleblowers that bring them down. There it is. FDA safety surveillance COVID-19 vaccines draft working list of possible adverse events subject to change. That was put out 3 months before the shots began, and it's all on it. You can go to the FDA website and read it for yourself. They knew. And you ask, why would they put that out? Well, there's a lot of good people in the system. Dr. Michael Yenon retired from Pfizer, the head of their infectious disease section, years ago. And then he went public around the same time saying it's going to cause this, because there's scientists that study this and they know what's going on. So, breaking. Steve Kirsch has just been informed by Liz Gunn, has had to flee for her safety. They're now arresting not just the main whistleblower, but others. He can now release his name. His name is Barry Young. He's a hero for exposing the truth. More to come. And I would get Steve Kirsch on tomorrow, but he is testifying to the UK Parliament in the main House of Commons in just 5 or 6 hours. 9 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, so do the math. There's 6 hours ahead of us. So we're fighting. We're on the field, ladies and gentlemen. And they're not going to suppress this. But what could they do? If they left the guy alone, it might have just blown over. Probably not. But by going after him, it'll only make it bigger. But their calculus is, we've got to intimidate these whistleblowers. So I'm predicting, unless there's major heat put on them, this Navy commander that's gone public with data even worse, I mean, a 900+% increase, like 976% increase in total heart failure after the shots in young people in the military. And they've never seen a 100% increase, he breaks down. So, come on, people. It's the Navy internally saying, we're having trouble putting helicopter and fixed-wing aircraft, you know, Harrier and F-18 pilots out there because they're having heart failure. They're dying. 35-year-old men are dropping dead. Just like all the sports people you see, the little kids. Now they're running TV ads in the U.S. and Europe and Canada. Oh, it's normal for kids to have heart attacks. It's on the side of buses. No, it's not. There it is. Barry Young, the New Zealand Oracle DBA, who leaked the vaccination records from an Oracle system, was arrested and charged with assessing a computer system. That's 2 minutes ago this broke, for a dishonest purpose, and will appear in Wellington District Court today. The police want him jailed without bail. But he doesn't look like he's down. He knows he did the right thing. That's a hero right there. You want to see what it looks like? It's been studied throughout history that it takes more courage morally to go against the mainstream than to charge machine gun nests. Put Barry back on screen. Barry Young. You know, the John Birch Society was founded after the CIA set up our troops and others in China and helped Mao Zedong come to power and sabotage Chiang Kai-shek. That organization did a great job. Anything happens to Barry Young, we need the Barry Young Society. That's a hero. Look at it. Look what he looks like. Look at him. Look at it. Put up Mr. Mace. Mr. Mace, put him up on screen. Let's look at what real men look like here today. Let's look at the Navy commander. You know they're going to try to arrest him. That's what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. Carrying out their evil against you. But now that he's in jail, they want no bail. They don't want him out there talking. They want to break him. Solitary confinement, no food. She comes out and says he's a liar. When we have the damn numbers, we already know. This is a 9-minute boil down. The full video is at Infowars.com, Man.Up Video. I'm going to have it taken from Man.Up Video. The hour plus, hour 5-minute breakdown. I'm going to have it posted under the live show feed right now by the great Jamie White that's here with us on Sunday night. We're going to have it all linked up there as well so you can share it from Twitter. Anywhere else is being censored. So much about Musk, but he's a hero for allowing this much free speech. Just as Tucker Carlson pointed out, said pray for Elon Musk's safety because his dad's worried they're going to kill him as well. This is real, folks. That is side by side you're on. So here's a 9-minute boil down of the man now in a jail cell, and I bet my bottom dollar they're going to torture him. Here it is.
Right. Well, I was involved with building a project, helped with implementing a vaccine payment system for our providers. It's called a pay-per-dose system. So it means that every time someone gets vaccinated, they get a payment for it as a provider. And
Hit pause and start at the beginning. Remember what came out a few months ago in the U.S.? $100,000+ for every 200 children under the age of 2 they inject with the COVID shot. That's what the pediatricians are being paid. As a bounty. What's it doing? Sterilizing them. The vast majority of them. That's its main tactic, but it also has the side effects of death and illness. It's so deadly. Premature aging. It sends in a protein gene to cut it off right at the key receptor site. That's mainstream news. I mean, this is it. They did it, folks. And so here he is talking about the payments. The government pays Big Pharma, and then Big Pharma pays the government back and hospitals back. Remember the $53,000 for everybody they put on a ventilator? They knew it would kill them? Start it over. Go ahead.
Right. Well, I was involved with building a project, helped with implementing a vaccine payment system for our providers. It's called
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cyber Week 2023, the biggest sale of the year, is now live. Store-wide free shipping on any order, double Patriot points, that's 10% off your next order, and up to 60% off on best-selling products. And X2, sold out for more than a year, that is the game-changing element in your body that counters the fluoride, everything. Nobody else has got it. Limited supply, X2 is discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got sales right here, as much as 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got Brain Force Plus, the incredible nootropic, 60% off. Brain Force Ultra, fast acting, 60% off. Real Red Pill Plus, green fiber capsules, down out sleep support, 50% off. Vaso Beats, finally back in stock. 40% off. Bodies about to sell out. 40% off. The list goes on and on. And get a copy of my new book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance, all at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into like an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
So what we have here are the top 10 vaccinators who have the highest ratios of mortality.
For privacy reasons, we have redacted the names of those jabbed and the names of those jabbing.
Yeah, we have to.
We have, So we've just called it Vaccinator 1.
Yeah, but these are individuals. These are real people. These are real numbers. This is government data. So the top V1 has vaccinated 246 people, and 60 of them are now no longer with us.
That is nearly 25%.
Nearly one in four that person vaccinated is now dead. And you can come up with any number of reasons for it, but this should never happen. This should never happen. If they were all doing their job correctly, if there's a normal vaccine, it would be 0.75.
And if you were arguing, okay, there was one vaccinator who was incompetent, not doing the job properly, that's an aberration. But look at the other numbers.
Yeah.
So it looks, then we start to say, what is it they were putting into people's bodies? Because the uniformity is what they were putting in. Look at this one. 621 by vaccinator, the third highest vaccinator. 621, 104 people dead. Nearly 17% of the people they jabbed.
Yeah. And unless they go around terminally ill cancer wards and injecting people who they know are going to die, then there is no other explanation for this death. And why would they be doing that anyway? You know, it doesn't make any sense. the vaccine is meant to protect those people.
On the left there, the big red line, is the Christchurch earthquake event. So that is the outlier, and that's a lot of people died on that day. From there, the next line where you get more than 120 people dying is sometime 2012. Then you get nothing for a year. 2013 doesn't have any. 2014, you got a couple. Then nothing. 2016, you got one. Then nothing until 2018, where you get a whole bunch, a whole cluster. That's probably due to a flu epidemic, because always these spikes that you see, these black lines previously on the left-hand side, they're all due to the winter flu season. So you've got to remember that they all these deaths happen in June, July, August. So there, in 2018, we had a big flu epidemic. Moving on to the right, you get another one. Then the next red one, the Christchurch massacre, which was in 2019 in March. But from that, you get a cluster in 2020, a whole bunch there. May have been another bad flu season. We don't know. But then from 2021, midway, you see a black line there appearing. And then it's like a flick of a switch. Suddenly, the black lines get closer together. And there's more of them. Very thick black lines there. So this one here, peak deaths with COVID, with or from COVID. But then the deaths from COVID, if you look at the Worldometer website, it correlates to that. That is the same time, and they say that over 60 people died with or from COVID. Then after that, it suddenly drops off. So after that, you only get a couple of people a day dying with or from COVID. So if you go back to the chart there, in that case, you would expect to see the black lines disappear, because no one's dying from COVID anymore, right? But you're not. You're absolutely not. You're seeing the black lines. There are more people dying than ever before. These are the biggest number of deaths we've seen in history of New Zealand. The death rate has gone up 6%, 8% year on year. Even after COVID wasn't a thing, the death rate is still going up. And that's illustrated here by these black lines, which are still going on.
So for radio listeners, there's occasional black lines, some deaths, and then the shot start is just solid black, basically. Now, we have numbers all over the world. We already know this. I've been showing you these numbers for 3 years. In every major country, in small countries, Morocco and Canada. I mean, the list just goes on and on. So, I'm going to shift gears out of this, but I want to just say his name again and put the shot of him in court this morning. For all those that said this wasn't true, on Thursday and Friday, it's not real. No, he's been arrested. And they don't want bail for a guy that released data without names. He's a hero. His name is Barry Young. Barry Young. And they've arrested other people that were working with him and are trying to arrest the journalists and lawyers to send a message to you. We're going to put in your bodies what we want, when we want. We're going to block therapeutics. We're going to release viruses on you. And we're going to kill you. And you're going to take it. They've committed massive crimes. They have nothing to lose. But I want all our enemies to tune in, who think you're part of the establishment, who think you're on the winning team. You're going to be destroyed by the inflation and the crime and the deadly shots and the GMO and the 5G and all of it. This is a diabolical globalist depopulation death cult. We're going to cover next hour. Headed up by Klaus Schwab and King Charles and Bill Gates and the rest of this trash. But their house of cards, just like it did with Hitler and the old Soviet Union, is coming down. And every other tyranny and their master plan. And they always think they're invincible. I'm going to hit that. Bill Gates and others are trying to bring out something even worse than the mRNA vaccine, a DNA gene therapy vaccine. Attorney General Ken Paxton sues Pfizer for misrepresenting COVID-19 vaccine efficacy, conspiring to censor public discourse. They tried to put him in jail. It was a terror attack in Paris. Man who carried out terror attack in Paris last night was known to French authorities, screaming Allah Akbar, stabbing children, because they can't fight back, their favorite thing. Also, Yemeni's rebels, backed by Iran, have attacked U.S. ships and British ships, and they have their own website on Twitter bragging about it, which, okay, let them be heard so we can see what they're doing, but I'm still banned. Remember that. Am I launching missiles and actually hijacking vessels, as they just did? An Israeli vessel last week, stealing it? Never heard what happened to it, did you? No. I did nothing but expose these murderers, so I'm still banned all over the place. That's why you're the emissaries. You're the ambassadors. You are the people that tune in, that are able to get the clips and share the articles on your email list, your text messages, in person, to strangers, to people you know. You're the only way this information gets out. The Quds Force of Iran, their global terror network, they got a lot of people here and in Europe, have a website, and they show their terror attacks and are proud of it. Firing missiles at ships, running big demonstrations. They work with Harvard, calling for all Jews to be killed. You say, well, I don't like Israel. The point is the same globalists are running both groups. All right, we're going to go to break here in a minute and a half. Please remember, we're funded by you, not by George Soros, and we have incredible products. The strongest, best, cleanest, most amazing brain boost that lasts 10 hours. This is the King Kong Godzilla. They're all different. BrainForce Ultra, BrainForce Plus are different. One lasts 4 hours, one lasts 3 hours. They're amazing. This one lasts 10 hours and is so powerful, I don't take it. But it doesn't have a big letdown. The others have no letdown. But I can't take this. That's how powerful it is. Turbo Force, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted. We have store-wide free shipping running for just a little while longer, part of Cyber Week, extension of Black Friday, double Patriot points, it's 10% off your next order. Sign up for auto ships, so we hold product back for you so it never sells out. An additional 10% off on that. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Turbo Force is back. It's amazing. Upwards of 60% off on things like Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. X2 is going to sell out. I wish we got a bigger shipment out for a year. Nobody else has got it. It's selling out. InfoWarsStore.com. The HGH Max Boost and the other InfoWars Platinum products are discounted. HGH Max Boost is about to sell out. I don't even know if everyone can have it back in because things are so crazy here. Get a copy of my book. Get a signed copy as a fundraiser, and I thank you especially for that. Or get an unsigned copy, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. InfoWarsStore.com. Take action. Stand with myself and the whistleblowers. We can win this, but we need your support. We're all in it together. InfoWarsStore.com. The Great Awakening. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Hour number two is going to be jam-packed. Stay with us. Tell everybody tune in now.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.